Sylvia glared at him for a long, long moment. Harry waited for her to burst into tears or start throwing things. Instead, she almost smiled as she said very calmly,
"Then you'd better pack your things and get the hell out of here."
"I will," Harry said.
"Now! Tonight!"
Harry nodded and walked wordlessly to the guest room, where he'd been sleeping since the accident. He pulled his garment bag out of the closet and began packing. Now, sitting on the bed in the seedy Ocean View Motel in Santa Monica, Harry saw that Sylvia had baited a trap, and he'd walked right into it. His marriage was over. Sylvia's known it for a long time, he realized. "She's always been smarter than me." "It's been over for years," he said to himself. "Over and done with." Still, he felt empty, alone. He had nothing left. No marriage, no daughters. They wouldn't even speak to him on the phone. Nothing but work. The job. "We'll start installing the coil in the plane next week," Harry knew. "The flight tests are scheduled to begin before the year's out." He got up from the bed and began to pick up the shirts that had fallen to the floor. "Make the coil work. Go with the plane wherever it flies." It was something, at least. Harry had something. A reason to get up in the morning. A job that needed to be done. Approach. Able 1, ranging laser housing. Harry stared at the empty space where the ranging laser's optical assembly should have been. He heard Victor Anson's urgent demand, "Make it work, Harry. I'm counting on you. We're all counting on you. The company's ass is on the line." He heard the lanky lieutenant's voice, "You okay up there, Mr. Hartoonian?"
"I'm fine," Harry said, adding silently, "but we're all in real trouble."
With Lieutenant Sharman helping him, Harry climbed down from the laser mount and closed its access panel. Then he headed for the beam control station downstairs, Monk Delaney's place. "The ranging laser is Monk's responsibility," Harry said to himself, "and somebody's sabotaged it." Harry clambered down the ladder, brushed past Taki Nakamura, and ducked through the hatch into the beam control compartment. Monk Delaney looked up at him.
"What's the matter, Harry?"
Delaney had his usual half-quizzical smile on his stubbled face.
"We've got a saboteur on board."
"What are you talking about?"
"The forward lens assembly is missing from the ranging laser. That's what I'm talking about."
Delaney's jaw dropped open.
"Missing? What do you mean it's missing?"
"It's not there, Monk. That's why the console's reading a malfunction."
"It's got to be there."
"It's not. I just checked it out.
Everything was okay last night. I checked it all out."
Delaney's usual smile was gone now. He looked frightened.
"It's not okay now."
Monk looked up at Harry, his face full of consternation.
"We've got spares. I'll get right on it."
He got up from his seat, and before Harry could say anything, squeezed through the hatch heading aft. Harry didn't move. He stood there in the nose of the plane, feeling it rise and fall, slowly, majestically, like the big cruise liner he'd been on as it plowed relentlessly through the sea. But his mind was racing. "There's a saboteur among us," he thought. "Somebody doesn't want the coil to work. Somebody on board the plane, somebody who doesn't want to get himself killed. So he disables the ranging laser. Without data on the target's range and position,